Victory 91.5. Good morning. It is Rise and Stein here on Erev Yom Kippur.
The eve.
Uh-huh. I see what you did there.
Yeah. I'm like Jewish.
See, I paid attention when I was growing up.
Hebrew school.
Yeah. We did go to Hebrew school, which, you know, and not to make light of it, but that was another reason why it was so easy to walk away from synagogue, was the ridicule. Yeah, I grew up in a small town in Pennsylvania. There were three Jewish families, the doctor, the podiatrist, and the dentist. It sounds like a joke, but it was true. So of the 1,800 people, we were the only Jews in the whole town. So when I would go to elementary school and my parents would come on Tuesday afternoon and take me out of school to drive to Philadelphia to go to Hebrew school to learn the Torah.
Oh, wow.
No, you know, I would get beat up on the school bus. So, you know, it was
Conducive to running after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, exactly, exactly. But here we are in Yom Kippur, and it has so much more meaning now as a believer in Jesus, as you have been teaching me over the last few years, and as Leanna has encouraged me to embrace my Jewish roots.
Well, you know, it's a thing for any Christian. It's the most basic thing you can do to draw near to God. As you step back into the pictures that God has drawn for us of Jesus, you know, you see things differently. Mm-hmm. And I mean, any time you can get a better look at Jesus, I mean, take it. I never understand the realities of on Passover, I was teaching at a church, and I just wanted to make sure I was going to share right. And I asked, you know, if you've ever had any of this shared, will you just raise your hand? And not one hand. Mm-hmm. And it was a good-sized congregation. Right. I'm thinking, what? Mm-hmm. But this, we do understand that for many of you, this is the first time you've even heard any of this stuff. So the reason we take this time every year is because we really want you to be prepared for the end times. We want you to recognize everything about Jesus so that in his coming right now and his coming one day, you will not only recognize him, but be so passionately in love with him. It'll be like you hear, you know, I could hear Kelly's voice in the distance. I know it's her. We want you to know the voice of your bridegroom. Mm-hmm. That's his. Simple as we can make it is, we will do whatever.
Everybody knows Kelly's voice from a distance.
That's right. And she's loud.
We love you, Kelly.
She is one of those that we call her happy, happy, joy, joy. Mm-hmm. So she adds so much. She adds volume and joy to every room.
they go hand in hand.
They do. You can't be joyful and be silent.
And whispering all the time. I'm so joyful.
Do that. Golf players seem not full of joy generally. They're always whispering. So our final break, we're going to look at what I think this is purely personal. There's no traditions or anything about this. This is all me. It's just something for my life that I have done because I believe that it gives you a snapshot. When you look at the days of off, you kind of pick into Elul, the month of Elul, and you start Rosh Hashanah or even go back. Rosh Hashanah is the sixth day of creation, which is the creation of man. So you can backtrack 5 days and start there and kind of look and just see what happens. Just kind of be observant, you know, don't hyper-focus on anything, but just what is the most dominant things going on, and what is significant? What could it be speaking of what's coming in the year ahead? So we mentioned this big one, which I still think is probably one of the three most significant things that happened, which actually was the death of Shimon Peres. Mm-hmm. He was the last founding father of Israel, died at 93 years of age on the eve of day one of creation, mm-hmm. and buried on the eve of Rosh Hashanah. And what I felt like God was saying was when the last founder dies, the foundation is complete. And he's ready to do new things that we've not seen in the last century. And when we move from, you know, 5776 to 5777, those years are 2016 to 2017, that 6 to a 7 in Hebrew, mm-hmm. connects two things. So last year was a year of the founding, so the ending of the founding. So this is the beginning of the building on the foundation. So what you're looking for is something that you haven't seen before. What's different? What's new? What's, you know, that's probably going to be something that's going to be dominant this year. So a couple of small small things and a couple of big things. One of them was in Israel. Tel Aviv University researchers made an Alzheimer's breakthrough. Now, it's one of those, when you think about this, Alzheimer's is something that takes away your history. It takes away your past, right? Wow. So it's providing hope to them. They found a new way to correct the flaw in the gene that causes Alzheimer's. So it's this breakthrough moment, and I thought it was notable for that reason. Is, you know, when you think of it as a child, you pretty much have no thoughts in your head. You're a child, but when you get old, you should have a history. So somewhere in there, the devil has come to steal, to kill, destroy. And what bigger thing can he take than your history? Because it's who you are. It's what makes you who you are. So I thought that was interesting. So I'm just going to kind of watch and see what comes with that in the new year. Of course, with sevens, I was keeping my eyes very prominent on anything war-oriented just to see what I saw. And I thought it was interesting that during the days of all, Russia warned us, the United States, not to intervene in Syria and that they'd shoot down any airstrike attempts. Mm. So, you know, for 2 years now, during the days of all, Russia has been one of the prominent figures. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do not believe that we're like this close to the end times, and you're one of the things you're waiting for is Gog and Magog, and that is Russia. So their rising is definitely something significant for the end times. So I don't think that it's saying that, but I just thought, keep your eyes on Russia. Mm-hmm. If that starts messing with Israel, then you'll have something. So now a really interesting thing: every days of awe, the Palestinians attack and mess with Israel. We were there, and it kind of messed up our tour. We were going to get to see the southern steps, and we didn't get to because they were throwing stuff.
Right.
So this year during Yom Kippur, would you believe there was one act of violence, but a very minimum, considering what usually happens in this season. So that stood out to me, that it was not a violent year, violent season during the days of
Awe. Right.
So we'll see what comes of that. The other one was here in the U.S., our government no longer controls the internet. That happened during the days of awe. We handed that over. Mm. So I don't know what that means. But again, because we're talking sevens, as I'm going to show you, I'm looking at anything that deals with war or that deals with communication. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that should kind of peg your interest. The other thing, last year, during the days of awe, was a very violent year on the streets, or 10 days on the streets of America. Black Lives Matters and that whole movement, and that was really stirring in there during the days of awe.
Right.
If you notice, there was none of that this year. The days of awe was totally void of that. So I think one of the things that will pan out and show you is that what with that movement and what was going on with that, that's not going to be a dominant theme in the year, say, in this year. There were several cops that were killed, though. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important to watch, because, you know, that is our authority. That's just a core of who we are as a nation. And so I think that's extremely important. Now, there's two last things that I think are really, really important. Number one, and it's not just has happened in the days of awe, but I feel like there has been a release of a spirit of offense some time ago. Mm-hmm. And you see it more and more in the days of awe, but it seems like our default reaction is to be offended. Mm. It's like, you don't really have to offend us. We're already offended. We're sitting on offended.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like that, we talked about the seven, the pictograph of a seven in Hebrew is a sword. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about offense, criticism, and judgment, because just like that sword proceeds from the mouth of God, Jesus in Revelation, all of those things proceed from our mouth. So in that sense, they're a sword. Our words that are coming out of our mouth are a sword. And you saw a lot of that in the days of awe. But it's not the sword of God. It's the work of the accuser.
That's right.
So God works to bring humility and repentance. And I want you to think about this in this presidential race as well, because that was probably the most prominent feature. God works to bring humility and repentance. The accuser works to bring shame, rejection, to stifle courage, stifle action and obedience. and by dredging up the past. That's what the accuser does. That's just who he is. So during the days of awe, by far, here in America, and it was on every other newspaper in every other country talking about it too, was our presidential race. I don't recall in my history during the days of awe being all these debates and all that going on during a presidential race. So that's an interesting note. Mm-hmm. It's just the time, the way the year panned out. But controversies and scandals, and the thing that was notable about that, because we're in the days of awe, is again, everything that happened was about something proceeding from the mouth. It was something that some candidate said, right? Mm-hmm. It could have been what they said on an email. It could have been what they said on a video, on the television, somewhere. It all, if you look at it, it all had the exact same characteristic. And so I think that because of that, I think that stands out. So clearly this year, for us as Christians, we have a power beyond words that God has given us if we will just take advantage of it, because the sword we're carrying is the sword of Jesus Christ. And I mean, it separates bone from marrow. It, you know, it brings salvation. It's just so powerful. So that is probably the most dominant thing. After Shimon Peres, it's this sword that's coming out of the mouth right now. And for this presidential race, especially, I was praying, and Isaiah 54:17 was the verse that he gave me. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Now, we're talking a weapon there. So, again, we're talking that sword. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is a heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. So here's where I feel like this is going to pan out this year for in this presidential race you have going. We can't really talk about it because of legal issues. We can't talk about the candidates, but merely I would say it is a picture that we're supposed to look at, to observe where righteousness comes from, because it's really easy to judge, to criticize, and condemn, but God is wanting us as Christians to be able to see his righteousness in someone, not visible.
Right?
And see, so often we go, no, that's not right. But we're not seeing what God sees. We're not seeing rightly. And so I think that's part of it, because he wants us to recognize his righteousness in someone.
Right.
And the other part of this is, it is our heritage that this when we're judged and when we're condemned, that God is, that we actually have a power with our tongue to do something, and it's going to change something. So, you know, I don't know how all that is going to pan out. Well, this is not a thus saith the Lord prophetic word. That is the most dominant thing I saw during the days of awe. So my estimation is we're going to have some very neat opportunities this year. And I just challenge you, I encourage you, if you have been condemned, if you've been judged, if you've fallen off the pursuit of God, if you lost your way or you've been condemned and you just have been written off by someone else, or you wrote yourself off, I really believe this is the season that God is awakening you and giving you a new opportunity that you can choose to take or not take. And we always are going to have that. But this is not the year to say, I can't. This is the year to say, God, give me grace and I'll do it. I'm willing to go if you send me.
Wow. That's the season we're in.
Yep.
That's the season we're in. Ray, thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you. This was beautiful. It's all posted at the Rise and Stein Facebook page, the Victory Facebook page, and blog.victory915.com. Tomorrow is Yom Kippur, and on Thursday, we'll have the guys from Influencers in live worship with the Influencers band. It's Rise and Stein, Victory 91.5.
When someone supports...